couple of centuries ago, crops were cut and threshed by hand. But that all changed with a young farmer in Virginia. The story of a birthday present that revolutionized agriculture is today's edition of the American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. David Fisk is the superintendent of the Shenandoah Valley Ag Research and Extension Center at Steele's Tavern, Virginia, a place that once was Cyrus McCormick's farm. You may have learned in your history books that McCormick invented the mechanical reaper. Fisk says that is sort of true.
Well, really, Cyrus's dad, Robert, was really the inventor of the family. He held several patents for different things he invented. As history has it, his father pretty much invented most of the reaper.
But Cyrus's father never finished the project, and that's when his son entered the picture and the history books.
He gave it to Cyrus as a birthday present in the spring of 1831, and Cyrus and a black blacksmith basically worked on that thing through the summer, and then in the late summer of 1831 successfully tested it in Steele's Tavern.
During the summer of 1831, McCormick unveiled his reaper for the public to see. Area farmers heard of the work he was doing in the Shenandoah Valley and began to come here to see his experiments.
A lot of folks are very curious as to what young Cyrus was doing. There were a lot of naysayers and folks that didn't quite believe that this invention would work, and it actually took quite a while for it to catch on. People are pretty steeped in tradition, and it's hard to change a lot of ways.
There were others working on a reaper, and Cyrus may not have been the first to have his machine working, but he was the first to patent it in 1834. The reaper didn't perform all of the operations of a modern-day combine. The grain still had to be threshed, but the cutting was now done by the reaper. Sales of the machine were slow in the beginning, but as adjustments were made and word spread, sales began to take off. Traveling the countryside in Steele's Tavern, Virginia, I'm Andrew McRae.